Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into the word of wisdom. The moment of wisdom today is going to be from Proverbs chapter 22, because it's the 22nd of the month. And we're going to begin to look at, you know, in this moment of wisdom, you know, God's perspective, God's wisdom in regards to the poor. You know, I just had a chance before coming in the studio today to go spend some time with Kathy. She's preparing today to be able to go into the streets to feed the homeless. And she had people all over her house, you know, Streets and Lanes Ministry, making sandwiches, had all these bowl hot dogs. Wow. And, you know, it was just beautiful to see that. And, you know, we got to have her on the air to be able to share, you know, what is God's perspective of the poor? You know, in Proverbs 22:2 says, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them both. Think about it. That it's so important that, you know, we understand that every human being was created by God.
Right.
And so if that human being that God loves is suffering injustice, if they're hungry, if they're homeless, you know, God's concerned about that. You know, because he's made you both.
That's right.
You know, and you think about also in Proverbs 22:9, he says, a generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor.
Right.
So God makes the poor man and the rich man, the poor woman and the rich woman. And that a generous man is blessed because he actually shares his food with the poor man. And Proverbs 19:17 says, he who is kind to the poor lends to God, and he will reward him for what he has done. We're getting a perspective of poverty here and poor and how God's perspective is. And finally, in Proverbs 28:27, he who gives to the poor will lack nothing. But he who closes his eyes, and this is what I'll talk about, to them receive many curses. It's so important for us to understand that God has made the poor, everybody on the face of the earth. And so if you have, you're looking at two people here, you're looking at a man walking in a three-piece suit, you know, he's walking down, you know, Manhattan Avenue or the Avenue of Americas or something. And, you know, he's dressed nice. He's got a nice watch on, you know, he's a metrosexual, you know, that's what they call him, you know, all dressed up and stuff like that. Pat's looking at me like, what? John can explain it in the city. You know, in other words, he actually, you know, probably waxes his eyebrows or something, you know, some weird stuff. You know, he fixes himself up.
We're not saying you're weird if you wax your eyebrows, though, but you know.
Oh, I didn't know you waxed your eyebrows.
Tell my Pat.
Oh, Pat.
I don't think so.
That was Bush's man. He is.
And everything. I can't wax these buddies.
He's just a weed eater. A weed whacker. That's a weed whacker.
I do.
And so, you know, and so, so you see this man that's in his full dress, or a woman in her full dress that she could be, you know, in Vogue magazine or something. And she's got all these, you know, Louis Vuitton type stuff, purses and dresses and, you know, whatever. And she's beautiful, but she passes by, and he passes by this man who's sitting there with his elbows on his knees. He's looking down. He's lost his apartment, and things are coming to an end in his life. And a lot of people, what the culture has told us is that these are two different people and God thinks differently about them.
Right.
So much so that these two people who could probably finance that apartment, you know, had no obligation in the eyes of God to be able to find out what was wrong in this man's life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the truth is that's not God's perspective. And we want to find out, you know, God's made them both. And so when you think about it, this is what I think about. I think about Lazarus and the rich young ruler, you know, in Luke, you know, when he's talking about it, when Jesus says this, he says, listen, he describes this very scene. He said, there was a rich man who was dressed in a three-piece suit. No, he was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day, most of America.
Right.
And at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus. Covered with sores. He had like sores on his body. And longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. Mm. I mean, how many people just walk past the situation not realizing God made that man?
Right.
And that's what Mother Teresa says. I see the face of Jesus in these folks, mm-hmm. you know, in the suffering. And this is Jesus talking.
Wow.
And he says, the time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
Mm-hmm.
The rich man also died and they buried him. You notice that the Lazarus was carried and the rich man was buried.
Mm.
Interesting, isn't it?
That is.
In hell, where he was tormented, he was looking up. This is the rich man. He's being tormented now in hell. And he looked up and he saw Abraham far away. And Lazarus was right by his side. This very guy that he passed every day was right by his side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip his finger in the water in the cool and touch my tongue with this cool water because I am in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things.
Mm.
Remember, you've already got your good things already while Lazarus received bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you is a great chasm. It's been fixed, so we can't even pass back and forth to see each other. Then he answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. And Abraham replied this, They have Moses and the prophets. Mm-hmm. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead, it's Jesus, right? Someone from the dead goes to them, they'll repent. He said to them, if they didn't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone is raised from the dead.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
How do you respond to the Lazarus in your community? America right now, with the innocent blood being shed, and how we're responding to the poor, we're telling them that they don't deserve medical treatment.
Right.
We are like the richest country on the face of the earth, and we're justifying not providing for the poor. Mm-hmm. And it's like we've got to readjust and get God's perspective. I just want to encourage you today as we're closing out in Proverbs 22:2, and the word of wisdom today is rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is maker of them all.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.